one of the main crops around here, although my father and me neither one ever grew them, is fernery. That's mostly out here on the lake between here around Yalaha. And they used to ship carloads of them back express back in the 20s, and then they started moving by truck in the 30s or early 40s. Now there's some ferners, but not near like it was back in those days. I reckon the demand for them not near as good. Most all the land around here now is planted orange grove.
That wasn't the case when you were coming up?
No, very little orange grove back then.
What did most of the people do then? I mean, what? Most of the people farm then?
That's right. Basically what there was to do. Of course, there wasn't too many people down here back then. But, some of them worked citrus, which wasn't very much, but the bulk of them were farmers. It was agriculture here. Most everybody either farmed some or worked for some farmer. It was apparently, of course, the economy wasn't anything like it is now, as everybody knows. The average person didn't have a regular job. Just picked up work, done a little fishing or hunting or something like that in off season. Wasn't no government help, no unemployment compensation in there.
I guess a lot of people still don't work.
Not many people work now, but regular either. People then didn't ride up and down the road that didn't work. They walked where they was going.
I guess so. You mentioned talking about Oklahoma when you were growing up. Can you tell me how the community's changed, or how this county, how this area's changed since you?
Well, Oklahoma has changed several times to the extent. Out down Lake Dunham was, they had a plot out there at one time, about the time I was born, that was called Okahunka. And of course the boats come in down from Jacksonville down the St. John's River, and they had a dock out there that they unloaded the supplies on. Of course when they put the railroad through, that changed that. Okahunka moved down to close to the train. They had a store and depot down there by the store and post office. They have a post office here for a long time. I don't remember, but it not long after the Civil War, they had a post office in this area. But they, then when, of course, they put the paved highways in, they cut off down there where the depot was, no company moved up to the highway. But they still plotted a subdivision they called Okahunka Subdivision, which is where the house is. And where the store is, Okahunka Terrace, that's another subdivision. But as far as I know, Okahunka never been incorporated. Now, when I was a child, we went to the Verrees. We either walked or rode on a wagon to Helena Run and got on a boat and went to the Verrees. That's where county seat was, and when they had any fair or something like that, it always in the Verrees county seat.
How far is the Verrees?
Well, it's about 15 miles. You can go around the lake either way, go by Leesburg or by, you're about to Howland. Got a bridge across Little Lake Harris. About the same distance each way, about 50, 60 miles.
You said the name of that lake was?
Lake Harris.
What about, how do most of the people in the county make a living now? Most of them were farmers when you were